bad thoughts, the types of thoughts that the Torah forbids a Jew to think. Thoughts of sin, thoughts of committing a sin, chas v'shalom. Because Rabbi Nizal explains, all sins begin through pegam machshava. The way it's able to creep into a Jew is the person creates an opening by being poigem in the machshava. A person's not careful to protect their mind, their thinking process. And when that happens, chas v'shalom, it leads to sins. That's why Rav Nosson Zal points out that we have the pasuk on a fast day is a time for tshuva. On a fast day, we read the Haftorah, Dirshu Hashem Behimotzoi, and one of the statements that's made in the Haftorah there is, Ya'azoiv Rosho Darkoi, Ve'ish Oven Machshevoisov, that a Rosho will leave his bad ways, and a person who's doing wrongdoing will leave his thoughts, meaning that the machshavos are the beginning of the ra. How does a rosha do tshuva from darkoi? Through v'ishov and machshavosov. By making a tikkun for the machshava, by a person building up walls, fences around the machshava, and getting into control of themselves, and selecting, being very selective in what they take into their brain, what they don't take into their brain. Number one, in terms of chachmos, in terms of machshavos, and in terms of irhurim, by a person doing that, that's the key to tshuva. And Rabbi Nizal said, you should know that the brain, when it's controlled bigdusha, the brain is infinite. There's no limit to what you can put into it. But when a person starts putting into it these things, chochmos chitzonis, machshavos zoros, hirurim roim, these things start taking up space in the brain. And number one, they make it impossible to fill the brain with kiddusha. Not only that, but they become a basis, a foundation on which the Soton can build midos rois and taivos rois. Actual bad character and evil desires are built on a foundation of these types of wrong machshavos. Therefore, Rabbi Nizal says a person has to guard the machshava and moyach very much. And especially, Rabbi Nizal says, the higher a level a person is on, the more the Satan goes after that person to get them to be poigem in the machshava, which means especially a Talmud Chacham or a Lamdan who's really making use of his brain, the Yetzirah doesn't like that because he knows that on machshava of Kiddusha, somebody who fills their mind with Kiddusha will be built mitos, toivos, and everything. So the Yetzirah really goes to battle against that person to try to break through with these wrong things. And Rabbi Nizal brought the posuk that Yorad Gavriel v'noatz kona bayam, and al zeh nivne krach godoil sheberoimi. Rabbi Nizal said krach godoil referred to the fact that the Yetzirah is koruch achrei gedoilim. He chases bedafke after a person who's on a high madrega. When he sees a person climbing, or he sees a person who's on a high madrega, that's the one who he goes after to slam his machshava, to weaken the person, the machshava, to arouse in the person an interest in the wrong types of chachmois, machshavoi zoroi, sirhurim roim, because he knows once he punctures his brain with that, he'll be able to get to him with all these other items. That's phase one of this Torah Likutei Moran, section one. Section two, Rabbi Nizal said, as difficult as that is, and as much as a lifetime effort as that is, that's not enough. Because even if a person succeeds completely in dealing with that bad, still, the moyach of kiddusha, the sechel of kiddusha, requires constant chidush. It requires constant refreshing. If a person allows it to become stale, it dies, it becomes defective and no good. And Rabbi Nizal says that chidush hasechel, chidush hamoyach, comes about basically through sleep. When a person sleeps, we know b'chush, in human nature, when a person's mind becomes tired and a person feels worn out, a person goes to sleep and they wake up and the brain feels new and ready to go further, ready to take on new challenges and to accept new wisdom. And Rabbi Nizal quotes the Zohar HaKodesh that the neshama is nischadesh, the neshama, which means the brain, the sechel, is nischadesh every single day through shena. And what happens? How is the brain nischadesh? We know that the concept of death death is called histalkus. When a person dies, the neshama goes up. We give the example by Moshe Rabbeinu that the word Moshe is bigimatria 345. When Moshe was nistalik, he was nistalik into Rotzoin. He was nistalik on Shabbos at Mincha, which is Eis Rotzoin. Manis Vascha Hashem Eis Rotzoin. Rotzoin is 346. He went up a madrega. The Gemara says that sleep is 1/60th of death. Sleep is also histalkus. The neshama leaves. In which direction? We assume it goes up. It goes up. If the neshama is the chachma, the moyach, and it goes up, where does it go up? I thought chachma was the top floor. Chachma, within a set of spheroids, the moychen are on top. Where does it go up? It goes up to the malchus of the next world, of the new cycle, the next set of spheroids. And malchus is always synonymous with emunah. Therefore, Rabbi Nizal says that when a person goes to sleep and they want to recharge their brain, person wants to recharge batteries, you got to put the batteries into a recharger. There's a certain keli where its function is to recharge the batteries. The recharger for moichin is emunah. The moichin have to enter into a casing that's called emunah, and that's where they get their hischachus. That's why the pasuk says, chadoshim labekorim, Rabo emuna secha, that through an infusion of emuna, that gives a hischachus baboiker to the neshama, which means to the moyach. Rav Nosson Zal says this is the whole significance to Kriya Shema Alamito, that the ikar avoida before going to sleep is Shema. Well, I thought we took care of that in the morning. I thought the emuna was once a day. No. Before going to sleep, a person wants to awaken in themselves a realization of what they're doing by going to sleep. That sleep is a time when we shift gears. During the day, the eyes are open, the brain is open, the das is working, the brain is supposed to be working. Rav Nosson Zal says in Likutei Halachos, however, even during the day, no matter what kind of brain you have, every person runs into walls sometimes. Every person crashes into a wall sometimes. They find something they don't understand or they can't understand fully. And then they're supposed to have the seichel to know, again, to shift gears. The brain isn't working. I can't understand this thing about Hashem. Turn to emunah, switch to faith. And then the person gets through that. And when they get through it, they shift back to das, seichel. That's during the day. Whereas when it comes to at night, night is a time when the brain has to wind down in order to be nischadish. In order to be nischadish, the person has to shift pattern completely, switch over to this second gear, which is total emuna, super emuna. And that's this importance of the Kriya Shema Alamita for a person to realize what they're doing, that they're turning off the brain. I'm showing that I understand nothing. Emunah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Echad, we put our hands out, we close our eyes and put the hands over our eyes showing, I don't see. Seeing means to understand. Before I go to sleep, I acknowledge that I don't see, I don't understand, which means I believe. When a Jew says I don't understand, it doesn't mean because I don't understand, I don't accept. On the contrary, I don't understand and I do accept. I accept with Emunah. Then Rabbi Nizal goes on to say that this sleep, there's several forms of it. For babies, it's physical sleep. For tzaddikim, a tzaddik who during the day is dovuk tashem, in other words, his brain isn't just stam learning Gemara Shulchan Aruch on baby level. When he's learning Torah, he's learning with super, super dveikus tashem, very high level. So for him to go to sleep, he doesn't have to go down 600 flights of stairs to go to sleep physically like us humans do. For him to go to sleep, he can go down 20 floors and go down to limud of Pashtei Oraisa. For him, learning Gemara, simply learning Gemara, b'pshitus u'b'tmimus, compared to his level of dveikus in Hasogas Elokus, the limud of Pashtei Oraisa is sleep relative to him. Rabbi Nizal says that that's one form of Shena. There's another form of Shena, which is called Masa Umatan Be'emuna. The concept of a person who learns during a certain portion of the day, and when they learn for real, no fooling around. The brain is totally wrapped up in the Torah. And then when they can't go any further and they need to go to sleep, but it's daytime, you don't go to sleep, they shift gears and they go into maso matan be'emuna. They're oisek in parnosa, an inyan of parnosa, and that's also called emuna. Just like physical sleep, there's a kriya shema. The concept of a Jew doing business in a kosher way is also called emuna, which means sleep. Where a person isn't a trickster and a ganaf and a gazlan and a thief, trying to figure out every deviating way to cheat and steal. No chachmas, pshitas. Hashem says this is the way to do business. I don't have to figure out a way. Hashem says you're supposed to make profit a sixth, a shtus. More than that could be called oina. I'm not looking to play with chachmas, to figure out ways how to outsmart Hashem or outsmart the customer. I know that if I do business in an honest way, that emuna, ish emuna, is rav brocha, is that could also bring me the livelihood. Then Rabbi Nazal says, but you should know that whether we're talking about physical sleep, or whether we're talking about limud of pashtei oraisa, or we're talking about maso matan be'emuna, the word emuna is dangerous. Because when a person closes your eyes, when you close your eyes, you can bump into walls, you can break your head. Closing your eyes, this histalkus hadas, means there's room for the klipos to be oiches in a person. When a person's eyes are open, in a sense, it's more difficult for the tumah to grab on. But when he's closing his eyes, he's more vulnerable to the klipos. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, what does a person do? They have to put on a suit of armor. They have to protect the emunah with something. And Rabbeinu Zal explains that there is an oir of chashmal that comes from bina, and that's the protection of the emunah. That's the wording that the Arizal uses. That's for smart people. People who understand Sifrei Kabbalah and understand chashmal, oilam habina, etc. Rabbeinu Zal says now in a language that we can understand, simple people can understand, what this is referring to is what the Gemara says in Makkos, that maso matan be'emuna alone isn't enough for a Jew to do parnos and be trustworthy. There's a higher level of v'doiver emes bilvovoi, of a person who not only when they say something do they mean what they say and stick to what they say, but even when they don't say, even their machshavos in their heart, when they make a commitment in their mind to sell something at a certain price or to do something, even that they're mekayim b'shleimus. Rabbi Nazar says that forms, that act of v'doiver emes bilvavoi, the lev is bina, the lev is chashmal, that high oir, that puts this protective coating around the emuna, around the parnosa, around the sleep, around the limud of pashtei oraisa, that the klipos shouldn't be able to be yoinik from it. This is basically what we covered so far. Now we continue from where we left off. Ois ches. Now Rabbi Nazal says, ukshe'odom, in our Likutim Runs, it's page 114, the right-hand column, a little bit more than halfway down the page. When a person is doing maso matan in a trustworthy business, in a trustworthy way, he's being involved in dine momonos, in the laws dealing with money. Hainu pashtei oraisa. That's a general nickname for Torah Shebal Peh. The concept of Gemara is bichlal the concept of dine momonos. Not that that's the only thing it deals with, but the major meat and potatoes of Shas, of Torah Shebal Peh, is the union of Dinei Momonos. Rabbi Nazal says, Ze bechinas hakrovas hakorban tomid vahaktoras haktoires. This act of doing business in a kosher way corresponds to and accomplishes similar things to what was accomplished in the Beis HaMikdosh when they were makriv the korban tomid and makter the ktoires. How? Rabbi Nazal will prove it to you. Based on what the Arizal teaches us, happens, beruchnius, when a person says the parsha satomed or the akrova saktoiris, you'll see that the same concept happens when a person does maso matan be'emuna. Ki al yedei hatomed oilem chochmo binodas da'asiyo bi'etziro. Because the Arizal explains that when a Jew is zoicha to daven shachris in the morning, and they say korbonos, and they say the parsha satomid, what happens is each section of the tefillah shachris represents a tikkun of a specific world. From brachas until baruch shomar, a Jew is being oisek in the tikkun of the olam ho'asiyah. From baruch shomar until baruchu, a Jew leaves that world and goes to the next world to make a tikkun for the olam hayetzira, the world of the malochim, the world of the angels. From Yotzer Avayre Choshech until Shmoin Esrei, Person goes to the third world, the Olam HaKiseh, the world of the throne of Hashem, which is called the Olam HaBriya. That's why we sit during that section of the tefillah. That's one of the reasons. And then Shmoneh Esrei, the person goes into the fourth world, the highest world, which is Atzilus. And the Arizal shows how each paragraph of the tefillah represents the tikkunim that take place within a given world. So now, going back to the beginning, we're in Karbonos now. We're making a tikkun for the Olam HaAsiyah, the lowest world. The section of Parshas Atamid and Toiris is where the Chochma Bino Das of the Olam HaAsiyah are picked up, they're elevated, Nis'ale, and they go up to the level of the Malchus of Yetzira, the Malchus of the world above it. The Chol HaNitzutzois HaGdoishim Shebeklipo Oilim Besoid Achadosar Samamonik Toiris Bebechinas Malchus. And all of those sparks of Kedusha that were below, that were all the way in the basement, if the ground floor is the Olam HaAsiyah, then what about those sparks of Kedusha that were actually, that weren't even in the Olam HaAsiyah yet? They're in the basement. They're, in other words, there are 10 levels basically in Kedusha, 10 spheros. What about number 11, which is the Tumah, the sparks of Kedusha that are in the hands of the Tumah? When the Chochma Bino Das goes up, Lahavdil, just as you learn in biology, that the whole breathing process, how does air come into the body? The diaphragm moves down, a certain part of the body below the lungs moves down, it creates a vacuum inside. There's a vacuum, the air is sucked in. That's how the natural process of breathing takes place. Naturally, Hashem is the one who turns it on. But physically, that's how they explain it. Here also, Lahavdil, when the Chochma Bino Das moves up, there's a space created. That space allows for a sucking up from below, from within the hands of the Tumah, extracting from there those nitzutzos of Kedusha that are ready to be taken out and to go up to the bottom, which is the Malchus of Asiyah. As they go from the Tumah into the Malchus of Asiyah. This is what the Arizal explains. And now, when a Jew goes ahead and conducts themselves in business, and masumatan involves coming into contact with money, dine momenois, which is this concept of Gemara Shulchan Aruch, that slimud of Pashtei Raisa, nimtza, b'shas asiyas hamasumatan. It means that a Jew who is going business the right way, they're turning on that section of the Torah that deals with Dinei Momenos, Pashtei Raisa. Shehem Bechinas Malach Memtes Hamekanein Biyetzira. That corresponds to the Olam HaYetzira, the Malach Memtes, who is called Pomim Kosher, Pomim Posel, Tomei Tohor, Osomuter. The Malach Memtes, it's brought that he corresponds, he is the chief angel of the Olam HaYetzirah. Now the Olam HaYetzirah, these three worlds, these four worlds, correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which means Yud is Keneged Atzilus, He is Bria, Vav is Yetzirah, and He is Asiyah. That Vav corresponds to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The Shisha Sidrei Mishnah and the foundation on which Mishnayis is built, the Arizal says, is three basic forms of machloikis. Kosher posel, tomei toher, osur mutter. That's the foundation of these Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which is Torah Shebal Peh, which is Pashtei Oraisa, which is summed up by this term, Dinei Momenos. That's a title that's koilel all of this. So Rabbein Azal says, when a person's doing that, he's plugging into this Olam HaYetzirah. His Chochma Bino Das, his brain, is connecting to Hashem through Yetzirah, through this Torah Shebal Peh, this Dinei Momenos. And what happens then is, Nimtzo Shechochma Bino Das Sheloi Basiyas HaMasumaton Olam BiYetzirah Hainu LePashtei Raisa. This means that that person's brain, again, a Jew who goes out to work, his brain isn't involved in his knishes or his computers or his other stuff. his hands are. We once heard from one of the great tzaddikim, the Zakenim of Breslov, that when the Gemara says, Yegia kapecho kisoichel ashrecha v'toivloch, that a person who works for a living is higher. The Gemara says, Godol hanenem yegia kapoi yoisani rei shamayim. That a person who earns money through his own hands, he works for a living, is on a higher level than yirei shamayim. Because by yirei shamayim, it says only ashrei, fortunate. By a person who earns their own living, it says ashrecha v'toivloch. So Rabbi Yechaim Zichron Avrocha said, what's taich? He said, taich is yegia kapecho kisoichel. That when a Jew is the type of Jew who, when he's at work, his hands are at work. Or even if he has to put his brain into the work to some degree so that the work doesn't come out upside down, his bechitzoinius hamoyach is in the work. The lowest level of his thinking process is involved in the work. Whereas his pnimius hamachshova, the inner portion of his brain, the choices portion of his brain, that he doesn't put into his work. That's reserved for Hashem. That doesn't go nowhere. That I never detach from Hashem. A person who does work that way, that's the one about whom the Gemara says, Yegia kapecha kisoich l'ashrecha v'toivloch. So that's what he's talking about here. A person who's doing masa umatan, where the brain isn't in the food, or the brain isn't in the brain is plugged into the dine momenois. His brain is functioning. How do I watch out not to cheat somebody, not to steal, or not to do a wrong type of transaction that'll violate the Torah? How do I watch out to make sure to close my store 12 o'clock on Friday, not to go past that? How do I make sure not to forget to daven mincha? All of those concepts, all the dinim and halachos that come involved in terms of masa umatan b'emunah. And Rabbein Ezal says, v'chol mitzutzos hakdusha sheyesh b'toicho akum, v'ho arotzos shesvivos Yerushalayim, and all these sparks of kedusha that are in the hands of the goyim, in the hands of the tumah, v'ho arotzos shesvivos Yerushalayim, and the lands that surround Yerushalayim, like we learned last week, oilim, lebechinas emuna, those sparks of kedusha are lifted up to where? To the address that's called Malchus. Malchus is emuna. Emuna is Yerushalayim, Kiryan emuna. We said, emuna hanikra Yerushalayim umalchus. Kishze kom ze noifel, because when kedusha goes up, the tumah automatically falls. Ki churban emuna hu nikra churban Yerushalayim. Because when we talk about the emuna being destroyed or fallen, that's called destruction of the city of Yerushalayim, churban Yerushalayim. K'mo she'damar Dor Shazal, as the Gemara says, beferish in Shabbos, lo'i churva Yerushalayim at she'posku mimeno anshe amono. That when did Hashem destroy the city of Yerushalayim? When they were no longer trustworthy people there. Ayin shom mevoyer de kavanosam al masu matan bemuna, and the Gemara explains that this doesn't mean emuna Hashem. This means honest in business, trustworthy. Ukishi Yerushalayim haynu heemuna haynu masu matan shu pashtei raisa misgaberes, and when Yerushalayim, which represents the emuna, which is synonymous with masu matan, kosher masu matan, when that gets lifted up, when that gets its tikkun, which corresponds to Pashtei Oraiso, when all of that is nizgaber, azai elu ho'akum v'ho arotzois noiflim, then the tumah has an afila, v'oilem imeno kol hanitzutzos hakdusha shebesoichem, and any sparks of kedusha which had been swallowed up earlier by the tumah, by the goyim, are now spit out. They're elevated. Besoid achados or samamonik toiris. In this form of the 11 samamonim of Torah, 10 good-smelling spices, and the 11th, which has a horrible smell, representing the sparks of kedusha that fell into the tumah, having their tikkun. So here Rabbein Ezal shows how two people, one is being oisek in kavonos, the other one is doing parnosa in a kosher way, both arriving at the same address, both accomplishing a corresponding tikkun. This is how you can see how the Torah says, "Smach zvulon betzeisecha v'yisocher boyalecha." The Torah doesn't put them miles apart, because both are working towards the same goal, the same tikkunim. This one does it in the Beis Medrash, and the other one can accomplish a similar tikkun in his place of work. V'zeh shomer chazal. This is what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin: Shloisha mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael b'chnisosan l'oretz. That when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem instructed them in the beginning to do three specific mitzvahs. Ha'amod as ha'melech, to appoint a king, Ukrisus Zaroi Shel Amolek, to wipe out the children of the nation of Amolek, Ubinyan Beis Hamikdash, and to build the Beis Hamikdash. And Rabbi Nizal says, Voho, Boho, Talia, all three of these are very much tied into each other. Ki ha'amoda samelech, because the concept of appointing a king, hi bechinas emuna kanal, that's synonymous with emuna, because we stressed earlier that emuna and malchus are one and the same. They both, that's that same sphere, the leslam igarma klum. Ukrisu zarei shel amolek, and the concept of wiping out the children of amolek, heim hanitzutzois she'oilim mibein ho'akum v'arotzois. That's this concept that when you erase Amalek, what's left, what remains? Only the good, the sparks of Kedusha. When you erase the Ra of the nations, the Pasuk says that Amalek, there's a Rosh Tevis, there's a Pasuk in Chumash, Rak Ra Kol Hayoim. Rak Ra Kol Hayoim, the last letters of those four words spell the word Amalek. So what does Amalek symbolize? Amalek symbolizes the Ra of the Goyim. When Amalek is wiped out, what's left? Nobody has. What's left is the good of the Goyim, the sparks of Kiddusha that are there. Bebechinas achadosa samonek toiris. That's this 11 samonek toiris. K'may shekosuv bemedrash, as the Medrash says, lo monismecho parshas krisu zarei shel Amalek leparshas mashkoiles. Why do we find that in the Chumash, in the Torah, there are two things mentioned side by side? The concept of doing, being trustworthy in business, seeing to it that your pound is a pound and a kilo is a kilo. Hin tzedek, eifo tzedek. Why is that parsha written right next to the mitzvah of destroying Amalek? Lo yimar, to teach you sheba ovoin mashkoiles hoyo milchemes Amalek. That because the Jews weren't good in business, because they weren't trustworthy in business, that's why Amalek came and took a bite out of them. That's why Amalek was nisgaber. Because these two go together. The tikkun of Masu Matan Bemuna is the tikkun of Mechia Samolik. V'hainu hach kiyodua. And we know that these are one and the same. Ubinyan Beis Hamikdosh, and the concept of Binyan Beis Hamikdosh, hu bechinas oyer haponim. That's the oyer haponim that we spoke about earlier, where we said that the concept of being mechadesh, the moichin, in the emuna alone is not enough. We said that besides emuna, you needed oyer haponim. We quoted the pasuk ba'oyer penei melech chayim. That chayim represented the moichin. If you recall, we learned earlier because hachochma techaya. And if you want to be mesakein the chayim, you need two things: melech emuna you need, and oyer penei. The oyer penei, the oyer haponim. So Rabbi Nizal says here, binyan beis hamikdosh hu bechinas oyer haponim. The concept of building the beis hamikdosh, that's an inyan of oyer haponim. Shalosh pomim bashono yeiroe kol zechurcho es pnei Hashem Elokecha. What's the address of Hashem's face? The beis hamikdosh. Rabbi Nizal says shehu bechinas chiddush hamoichin, chiddush haneshama. That's this chiddush hamoichin and chiddush neshama that we spoke about earlier. K'mo yishomer Chazal, as the Gemara says in Brochus, mi sheyesh bo ideya. That a person whose brain is where it's supposed to be, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were built in his time. Because what is the Beis Hamikdash? It's the Oyer Haponim, which plays one of the major roles in the Tikkun HaMoichin. What was the Oyer Haponim? We learned earlier that Oyer Haponim is something you could either receive from the Torah itself, the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah, or it's something you receive from the tzaddik. The face of the tzaddik is a reflection of the oyer haponim, meat and potatoes. What became for them meat and potatoes, which was the limud of soides haTorah, hasogas elokus, dveikus Hashem. Relative to that, Rebbe Zal mentions in the Likutei Moran Shir that naturally for many of us, our hasogas elokus, our dveikus, is pashtei raisa. And for us, sleep is real sleep, or eating, or that, you know, each person on their madrega. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Oistes, v'zeh ha-chashmal, ha-nase mebechinas v'doiver emes bulvovoi. This chashmal that we mentioned earlier, this protective coating around the emuna that's so vulnerable, the emuna is malchus, it's the lowest level, it's ragleho yordois moves, it's so easy for the klipois to harm it. How many people get harmed in business? How many people, because they go out to work, forget the Torah and forget their religion and forget all kinds of stuff? And how many people, when they go to sleep, lose themselves, commit sins that happen bedafka at night, bedafka bizman hashena. So Rabbi Nezal says, he spoke about this chashmal, which is bechinas v'dora emes bovovoi, umalbish lo emuna, it cloaks the emuna, hu bechinas ritzuois. That corresponds to the ritzuois of the straps of tefillin. Ki ritzuois he makife malchus. Because the ritzuois represent that which surrounds the malchus. Yodaim, our emuna. There's a pasuk in the Chumash. Vayhi yodov emuna ad boya shemesh. The yodaim represent emuna. How do you protect the emuna? The ritzuois that go around the yodaim represent this oyer hachashmal being wrapped around the emuna to protect it. Rabbi Nezal says, ritzuois he makif ha-malchus hainu emuna. The ritzuois are the makif of the malchus, which is the emuna. Veze she'omar rav, l'rav Shmuel bar Shilas. And this is what the Gemara is hinting to in Baba Basra. When the Gemara says that Rav said to Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, katamchi liyanuka, when you're going to be teaching children, and a child is going to do something where he's going to deserve a patch, and when you're going to want to give a patch to a child, when you're going to want to purify one of the children, loitamchi ela ba'arkasa demesana, don't use a baseball bat, don't use something, a piece of wood with nails in it, use a shoelace. Meaning, when you smack a child, smack with the left hand, not with the right hand, with the weaker hand, gentle, holding back, not using the full force. So Rabbi Nezal says here, use a shoelace. Tamchi, when you'll want to, the word tamchi means to strike. The word tamchi, Rabbi Nezal says, is loshen taharo. It also represents a concept of purification. Kamay shekosu, as the posuk says, mochisi ko'ov psho'echo. Hashem says, I erased your sins like clouds. Like clouds move, evaporate, I erase your sins. The concept of erasing sins is an union of taharo. Rabbi Nezal says, yenuka, small children, when you'll want to strike small, yenuka means small child, he bechinas moir hakoton. That's this moir hakoton we spoke about earlier. The malchus, the emuna, which is called a moir hakoton, compared to the higher levels. Loi tamchi elo ba'arkas odemesani. How do you protect it? When you'll want to be male, the yenuka, the mal, when you'll want to protect, when you want to be metaher, the malchus, how do you do it? With a shoelace. Hainu ritzuois shel tefillin. That refers to the straps of the tefillin. Kamo shomer chazal, as the Gemara says, in Soito, bischar she'omar Avraham, michut v'atzroichnal, zochu bonov l'shnei mitzvois, l'chut shel tcheles, ul'ritzuois shel tefillin. That because Avraham Avinu said to the Melech Zdoim, I don't want nothing from you. I don't want a string, a thread, or a shoelace from you. That's what he said. In the schus of his mentioning thread and shoelace, Klal Yisrael was zeicha to the threads of tzitzis and to the shoelaces, the leather of the ritzuos of the tefillin. As the Gemara says, Vatzroichnal targumoy arkas odemesani. The targum in Chumash of the words Sroichnal are arkas odemesani, those exact words that the Gemara used, what you should hit a child with. So Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu kisha'at oroitza lishmoir esamoir hakoton, when you want to protect this moir hakoton, hainu masumatn bemuna, which is the concept of emuna, the shein of the masumatn, shelo yinkumimenu hachitzoinim, so that the klipois shouldn't be able to draw from it more than they're supposed to. Loi tuchal lishmoir es hananas, you won't be able to guard this midget. Nanas means the moir hakoton, this midget. We spoke earlier about Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas. Hainu moir hakoton, hainu yenuka, you won't be able to protect it. Elo barka sodomisani, only if you use this shoestring. Hainu ritzua is shel tefillin. Shetamshich chashmal mi bino lipo. You have to draw this light of chashmal that comes from the bino, that comes from the heart. Lahalbish esu emuna, to cloak the emuna with it, to protect it. Hainu bechinas yishamesh es shimoin benanis kanal. That's what we learned last week in the previous year about serving the Tana Rabbi Shimoin benanis. We said Shimoin referred to the heart, Shmi Otalya Baliba, And Ben Nanis referred to the Malchus, the Moir HaKoton. Ben was Benoho, Imo de Mesakha al Benoho, that's the Ben, the Malchus, and Nanis, midget, refers to Moir HaKoton, again a nickname of Yamuna, the Malchus. Hainu, Sheikayim Vedoiver Emes Bilvovoi Bishas Asias Masumatan Kerav Safra. How does a person do this in Parnosa? He did it by being Mekayim that mitzvah Vedoiver Emes Bilvovoi. That not just with the peh, Malchus peh, Emuna, but his heart, which is the address of that Chashmal, that super high oir, if he purifies his heart, that even his heart is honest, even what he's machlit in his heart, he fulfills, he carries out, that gives his parnosa, this protection of this oir of chashmal surrounding the emuna, that the sheno should be a successful one, that the chiddush hamoichen that's supposed to take place during maso matan should be successful, not that the klipos should be oiches and the person should get messed up in business, in parnosa. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Uritzua gematria shinayin. We know that the Arizal says that the word Ritzua is bigematria 370, which is a famous number in Sifrei Kabbalah, in the Zohar HaKadosh. Lirmois, this comes to hint us, Shaidei hachashmal hazeh, through this light of chashmal, Shehu bechinas doiver emes bulvovoi, with nishmar ho'emuna, the emuna is protected. V'haneshama haynu ha'moichin shebesecha, and the neshama, which is the moichin, which is inside the emuna, it's in this package, in this coating of emuna. U'mekabeles me'oyer haponim, it's nishmar, it's protected, and it receives from the oyer haponim shehu shin ayin nohirin shelponim el yoinim. That's this famous number 370, which is called the Oyer Haponim of Hashem, Kaviochel. The light, the full light of the face of Hashem represents all 10 spheros. The three upper ones are called hundreds, Chochma Bina Das, or Kesa Chochma Bina are called hundreds. The seven lower ones are called tens. So the full bang of the face of Hashem, Kaviochel, is represented by this number 370. That's this Ritzua. What the Ritzuos transmit to the Malchus is this Oyer Haponim, this Oyer HaChashmal, which serves as a protective coating around the Malchus that it shouldn't be harmed. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh Shomar, and this is what the Gemara continues. Now we'll understand the continuation of the Gemara. First he told him that if you want to hit a child, hit him with a shoelace. Next, he told him, Shom Rav l'Rav Shmuel. The next thing Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas was, Dekori Kori. When you're teaching a class, those children that are learning, fine, they're learning, let them learn. Udeloi Kori, and if you see a child that's not learning, don't throw him out. Lehevit Sivso l'chaveiroi. Let him be a support for his friend. Let him at least be, sometimes the fact that there's 15, if there's 5 kids in a room, it won't have anywhere near the strength as 15. Even though of the 15, 5 are good and 10 are medium, one of the things is that the 5 that are good will receive a chizuk from the medium, what, that when there's 15 kids together, they have a better time. It's a certain strength. So Rabbeinu Zal says here, Ki hadovor kosher, because we have a very big question on this Torah and Likudim Ran so far. Ho tenach, this I understand what we said before about going out to Parnosa. Who does it apply to? Mi shehu bar uryon, a person who's a Talmud Chacham, who learns Torah deeply, ve'oisek b'masumat b'emuna, and he does business. Fine. Azai ha'masumatn hu toiv etzloi. For him, the going to Parnosa is a very good thing, shehamoichen shalom ischadshin, because that's when his brain receives its hischadshus. Avol mi shehu einoi bar urion, but one who is not a Talmud Chacham, he's not learning Torah deeply and everything, ma hano yeshloi shoisek b'masumatn, what benefit is there in his going out to business? What's he being mechadesh, his toes? His brain is not being mechadish because he didn't do anything to tire out his brain. He's not learning deeply or anything. So what his chachus takes place when he goes out to work? So Rabbeinu Zal says, Da, you should know that mi she'oisek b'maso matan b'emuna, a person, a Jew, who is oisek b'maso matan b'emuna, even if he doesn't learn, even if he isn't a Talmud Chacham, who oiset toivo lechaveroi shehu meisharoshoi. He does a favor to his partner, to another Jew whose neshama is connected to his in its origin. That the other Jew, the Yisachar, the Talmud Chacham, who isn't going out to work, where does his ischachus take place? If these two Jews are friends, if they're partners, if one doesn't spit on the other one or make fun of the other one, but each one understands that they're getting something from the other one, then his parnosa gives him his chidush amoichin that he needs to be nischadesh. Sometimes he can learn all day. The question is, where's his ischachus? Where's the bittel shel Torah? His bittel shel Torah is being accomplished by his partner who's working. His partner who's being oisik in parnosa. That's the best form of it. When they tie a knot between each other, naturally the flow is much better. But Rabbeinu is saying here that bichlal, neshamos are connected in their origin. And again, we see Jews, we see this guy, and we see that guy, and we don't see a connection between them. And we don't know that al pisoid, their neshamos are plugged in one to the other, and each one is recharging the other one. He's shooting oir into him, and he's shooting emunah into him. He's giving him this chachus he needs. V'zehu, and this is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, the kori kori, the one who's learning, the Talmud who's learning, let him learn. Mishu bar urion, azai toivoloi, sheneschadesh sichloi betoich emunah. A person who's learning Torah deeply, for him, for sure, it's great when he does parnosa, because you see his moichin is getting a hischachus. And by this bitula shel Torah will be a kiyum ha-Torah. It'll give him his chachus to be able to learn to become dovuk Hashem again, brand new. Udeloi kori, whereas the one who isn't a barurion, what happens with his parnosa? What's he being mechadesh? Lehavit zivso lechaveroi. He's a support for his friend. He does a benefit to the other Jew whose neshama is from the same origin as his. He provides him with the hischachus samoichin that he needs.
So this is totally like Kabbalistic. We're not talking anything like giving hischachus. It's not like you pick somebody else and give them the relaxation.
On the contrary, it's meant both. It's meant on a deep level. And it's meant lemaisa. Rabbeinu is saying here, you have a lot of Jews running around. Some of them are learning and some of them are working. And a person says they seem to be totally disconnected. To a person who's an Amo Oretz, they look totally disconnected. Because to a person who learns Torah, they know that part of Hatzlocha in Limud HaTorah involves Bitul Torah. So what does that mean? That the people in Beis Medrash should fool around part of the time? Chas v'sham, they get skila. Person who's sitting in front of a Gemara in battles gets his head blown off. So where's his bitul? Where's his ischachus? Where's his bitula shel Torah in a sense? The answer is, it's possible for a Jew who wants to learn with super intensity and he doesn't want a battle. For him, he's ready to go all the way super intense. Where's he going to get his ischachus? Through Ahavas Yisroel. Through the fact that he acknowledges those Yidden who are doing Masa Matan Be'emunah, he can receive his Chachu Samoichin, the Chadoshim Abkorim Rabo Emunah Secho, he receives from them. Lemaisa, begat tangible. Otherwise, how are there tzaddikim who are dovuk in learning? How did they do it? They broke the rule? They didn't break the rule. The rule fit. It's just they drew on other Yidden. That's the Harini Mekabalai Mitzvah, V'havtel Re'echa Kamecha, so that each one gets what they're supposed to get from the other one. This is the concept of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ki Rosh Hashanah hu bechinas sheino, kayadua. Because the Arizal says that one of the reasons why this holiday is called Rosh Hashanah is miloshin sheino, sleep. The Arizal says every single year the Soton introduces a new form of sleep to the world. Put everybody to sleep for another year. Another trinket, another tchotchke to get people wrapped up in, the video, whatever it is. The latest fad. Said everybody's going to go to sleep, sleep meaning they're not going to be involved in the awakeness of learning Torah, of coming close to Hashem, they'll go to sleep. That's why the Arizal explains, the Gemara says, a person who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, his mazel goes to sleep for the whole year, because the whole trick on Rosh Hashanah is to understand this message of wake up. The Iker mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is tkiya shofar, uru yeshena mishnaschem. Don't make that silly mistake. The main thing the Satan wants from you is to go to sleep, because sleep is emunah. Emunah is Malchus. Malchus is close to the Satan. There he can have a Yanika. There it's much easier for him to destroy the person than when the person's awake. So Rabbein Azal says, Rosh Hashanah is a Bechina of Shena. Shehu Bechinas Maso Matan Be'emuna. That's this concept of Maso Matan Be'emuna. Bechinas Pashtei Raisa. This concept of Pashtei Raisa. Bechinas Oisek Bedine Momenois. Utkiyos, and the concept of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, heim his oirerus hashena. That's the concept of what coming out of this sleep. His chachus hamoichin, waking up from the sleep. Sheu chidush hamoichin, me oir haponim. That's receiving this chidush hamoichin that comes from the oir haponim. Umizehu his atmos pnei atoikeya. This is why when the Baal Tekeya blows shofar, his face turns red. What does that redness represent? It represents a turning on of this, a hisgalus of this oyer haponim, shenis oyeru oyrois miponim elyoinim. Kaviochol, there is turned on lights from Hashem's face, this bo'er penei melech chayim. The hischachus to the moich and the chayim that comes through malchus emuna, the ikra of Rosh Hashanah is the declaration of emuna, and this receiving of this oyer haponim that the person receives from the Baal Tekeya. Now Rabbein Azal concludes, v'zeh pirush, now we'll tie this all into the posuk. The posuk says, Ashrei ha'om yoidei serua Hashem bo'er ponecho yehaleichon. Rabbein Azal explains, Ashrei ha'om yoidei serua hu bechinas ha'olas achad osor samamonik toires, Shebesoicho akum, voho arotsois, hashoichnim svivois, hamasumatin bemuno, shenishabru elof hanitsutsois. The concept of Ashrei ho'om yoideis rua represents what we spoke about earlier, the ability through the ktoiris to elevate those sparks of kedusha that have fallen into the possession of the tumma, that 11th level, to bring it up into the kedusha. Vizehu yoidei serua, yoidei loshen hischabrus. The word yidio means to attach. As the Pasuk says in Chumash, vayeda odom eschavo ishtoi. Odom and chavo were united. They became nischaber. Terua mi loshen shivira. The word trua means to break. Teroyein b'shevet barzel. Rabbein Azal says, "Kani tzutzos heim mishvira sakelim." These sparks of kedusha fell into the hands of the tumah because of a breakage, shvira sakelim, that caused these sparks of kedusha to fall. What do we want to do to them? We want to attach them to their proper place. We want to be yoidei them into the kedusha. How do we do it? Through Hashem bo'er ponecho yehaleichon. The word yehaleichon bechinas masa umaton. The word Yehaleichun represents Masumatan, Kama Shekosuv, Smach Zvulun Bitzei Secho. Zvulun, be happy with your Tse'etzoim, with your Tse'etzoecho, which means Yehaleichun, your Halicha. Hainu kishe'oisek b'masumatan b'emuna, when a Jew is zeche to do Masumatan b'emuna, kidei lohovies nishmosoi bebechinas chadoshim labkorim rabo munasecho, and what he's looking to accomplish by that is a hischachus of his sechel, a hischachus of his neshama, kidei lekabel me'oyer haponim chidush hamoichin chidush haneshama, in order to receive kaviochel from the light of the face of Hashem, this chidush hamoichin, this chidush haneshama, aidei ze oilen kolani tzutzois aidei achadosor samamone aktoires. That person brings about this elevation and tikkun of those sparks of Kedusha that fell outside the 10 levels, they fell into the 11th level, he's able to bring them and return them to the Kedusha, reattach them to the Kedusha. Baruch Hashem. This isn't easy. If a person reviews it and looks it over, it's not, Rabbein Azal isn't talking braille here. He's talking in a way that a person can understand, and it's very much lemaisa. He's giving advice here that applies to everybody on their level.